St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
Welcome to Live Big Ministries, where Harry Cooper Jr. is pastor and spirit coach. We are located at 2840 Hollywood Avenue. We live in victory every day, believing in God. If you're interested in joining us in worship, we worship every Sunday at 10:30. Bible study Tuesday at 6:30. And Wednesday at noon. We have a mentoring program if you're interested in mentoring young people at Warner Park Elementary School on Thursdays at 12:30. Here at Hollywood, we believe that the loving is oh so good, so we're reaching out to the Shreveport community and the overall Louisiana community with a message of love, a message of hope, a message of encouragement. Listen now to a recent broadcast by Hollywood Presbyterian Church and Live Big Ministries, where Harry Cooper is pastor. For as long as the Spirit gives utterance, I want to preach from the topic, freedom from religion. Freedom from religion. Now, when I say freedom from religion, I recognize that that might appear to be a somewhat awkward title and concept for a message. Because we believe that by coming and becoming a part of a church, that we are relatively religious people. And by believing that, we also believe that others would probably benefit from being religious as well. Is that right? We would conceptualize that going to church makes you a religious individual. And so when I say freedom from religion, someone may automatically be saying, I don't know that we want to be free from religion. Why would you ever desire to be free from religion? And so let me dig and drill down just a little bit more into the concept of freedom from religion. On one hand, that faith value system that we have can be empowering, uplifting, and enabling of people to be all that they could possibly be. When we experience God, we experience unlimited power and possibility. When we have an acceptable relationship with the divine, we are able to take that divine relationship and build upon it, and it works with us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every day of the week. However, the converse side of religion is it impacts dogma and ideas and ideologies, which traps our mind in boxes. And so when we become a part of a religion, we oftentimes put in a box our understanding and ideas of God. And so when God chooses to operate outside of that which we have established as being our part of our religion, then we automatically say that could not possibly be God. And so then we then put God in a box. Now, I realize that, again, that may be a little awkward, but think about the boxes that many people put God in. When everything is going good in your life, when you get blessed, when you get a job, when something happens that you think ought to happen and that you might have been praying for, you will say, praise the Lord. Am I right? So directly we can associate good things happening in our life with God. But then when something difficult happens, when a tragedy occurs in your life, when you recognize that sometimes stray bullets kill innocent children, when you recognize that there are those in our world
who are hungry and who go to bed hungry in this land of good and plenty, when you recognize that there are government agencies that would rather build bombs than buildings for homeless people to live in, when you recognize that there is a country that says, go and defend us all over the world, but we will not take care of you when you come back here, when we will not adequately fund our veterans, when we will not adequately do and wrap around services for those who might experience mental illness or mental difficulties as a result of what they did for your country, then you start recognizing, well, where is God in that? Where is God when babies die? Where is God when a family wants to get pregnant and they can't get pregnant, no matter how hard they try, no matter how many resources they have, no matter how many doctors they go to, and yet you have other people who not even trying and getting pregnant every other week? Okay, see, now I know these can't. I got the math right. I said that for comedic experience. But, I mean, you know, they seem to get pregnant all of the time with no resources. With limited resources, it might appear. And you're saying, where is the balance in that? What I am driving at is we have oftentimes placed God in certain boxes so that when good things happen, it's God. When bad things happen, God could not be a part of that. And what I am saying and sharing with us today is God is not this or that. God is this and that. God is in the storm and God is also in the sunshine. If you do not have rain and sunshine, you'll never see a rainbow. So what I am sharing is that God is in the midst of every experience that we have, not always as the causal agent, but in the midst of it to get us through whatever we're going through. So I am here sharing from this text in the Gospel of John, which again, Easter is not just 1 week. Easter, especially in a liturgical way, is about 4 weeks, and every week leading up to Pentecost is Easter. So you have Easter week 1, Easter week 2, Easter week 3. This is Easter week 2. So we're on Easter 2. And in this text, we have an understanding of what is occurring. So Jesus, on the day in which he is resurrected, and the disciples go to the tomb and see, he is not there. When they leave that experience with Jesus, we find them in our text today in the 19th verse, saying that on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews. They're locked in a room, scared and in fear. Now this is real significant, because they are locked in a room fearful of the Jews. Unless you maybe catch it. They are locked in a room fearful, not of the executioners of Jesus. The text does not say they are locked in a room fearful of the Romans, who enacted the ultimate terror upon any group of people, because that is what it is intended to do. When you crucify somebody, you want everybody who might have been influenced by that individual to understand who is really in control. It was a death that was reserved for the worst of the worst scoundrels in a society. And so when given the choice between Barabbas and Jesus to be set free, the people, because of the depravity of their soul, said, give us the known insurrectionist and kill the Savior. And that is exactly what the government, the Roman Empire, did. But these are disciples those who walked with Jesus and followed Jesus on a regular daily basis, and they had already seen and ran to a tomb that they thought maybe grave robbers had robbed. So when given the word from Mary Magdalene, hey, go and see, they actually get up and go. But now, after having done that earlier in the day, they are back at home, locked in a room together, fearful of the Jews. Fearful of organized religion. Fearful of those who practice this organized religion thing. And I can share with you that organized religion is the enemy of creativity. It is the enemy of the freedom that God would have us to experience when it is not properly practiced. So we see here they are, Jews themselves. Jesus lived and died a Jew. And make that very clear. There was not a day in his life when Jesus was a Christian. It may sound odd, however, it is true. He lived and died as a Jew. That was his life. That was the faith value system that he practiced. We learn from his faith value system, had built upon that and follow a pathway called Christianity, because Jesus was the Christ, the anointed one of God. But he lived his life as a Jew. And so now here are Jews afraid of their very own kind, afraid of the church. Can you imagine that? Afraid of the church, the place in which you should go to be healed, the place in which you should go to be delivered, the space and place in which there should be unlimited possibilities that have been granted to you. They are locked in a room afraid of the Jews. And think about how many people are locked in rooms right now. Rooms with open doors, but their minds have been locked. And they have been locked and experienced tremendous mental and spiritual thuggery by the church. Thuggery, thuggery. There are people who, if you don't believe like me and do it like I think it ought to be done and say it like I think it ought to be said, something's wrong with you. If you don't shout right, you're going to die and go to hell. If you don't live, this is destructive, not instructive. And it was the religious leaders that the disciples are ultimately most afraid of, because they could understand the Romans doing what they did. But when you have the church folk colluding against you, the people who you think you should be able to trust, the religious leaders, the Jewish leaders, the people of the church were the ones they were afraid of. I don't know if I may have said it once, I may have said it twice, I will say it 100 times. There is something in here for us if we have to dig hard enough to be able to acknowledge among ourselves that sometimes church is not the safest place for everybody. Oh, you can remember days and years ago when if you happened to get pregnant in some churches, religious institutions, they would bring the pregnant girl in front of everybody. She was pregnant without benefit of clergy. So they would bring her and make her confess her sins before the church. But you never heard of the guy coming. As if she was married, had an immaculate conception. That was emotional thuggery. That was using scripture to beat people up. The task of scripture, the task of Jesus, the task of believing is not to incarcerate people in your ideologies and into our thought processes. It is to liberate them to be able to experience the power of God. That is ultimately what resurrection is. It is saying that everything that was, but now there is a new reality that we are elevating you to that new experience with the divine creator. Won't you come up where the power of God is? And so they are locked in a room, and Jesus comes to them and he says to them, peace. Peace. Peace be with you. They're scared, but Jesus.